Hello, guys. This is me. I'm back. This time with another Let's Talk challenge. I want to talk specifically about morale. Morale. So the pronunciation is a little bit difficult for me because I haven't listened that much. By the way, I talked about, you know, the tactics about POV that we can share with each other. In previous, you know, articles about morale. So, for me, my own experience, morale is very important. You know why? Because when I was born, I had a problem with my arms. You know, the problem was called, I believe, synostose. So I couldn't twist my arm that much. You know, I had a problem with my elbows. There are two bones that are connected. I couldn't twist my, you know, elbow that much. So as a result of that, I couldn't actually pick up things, pick up heavy things especially. So I had a big problem with my arms, and thus, I couldn't, you know, work hard. I believe I couldn't work in hard, tough jobs. So, because my body couldn't handle it because of my arms, and it happened. And up until last year, after I graduated from from my college. The undergraduation was a tough thing that happened to me, because, you know, after graduating from high school, after undergraduation, everything's tough, you know, because you have to find a job, and usually because parents will, you know, put lots of pressure on you, and you will be so stressed and so broke somehow, because you don't have any money. You can't ask your parents because you are too old, and lots of stuff. So usually boys have, you know, because girls can have money. They can get money from their father, especially until they get married. But boys, no, nothing like that, especially, you know, in my family. So, and of course, it's a good thing, you know, because I'm an adult. I don't have to have money and have a, you know, have money from my father, to get money from my father, because I'm an adult. So yeah. By the way, so there I was, and after undergraduation, I was broke. I had lots of disease. We were broke, actually. My family had lots of debt. Especially my father was dealing with lots of debt. And the debt, I mean, a real debt, because it was about 20 million tomans. And it was so much for my family, because we had a big problem. So my father was broke, super broke, and we had problems. We were, you know, our morale level in our in my family was very low, because we were constantly arguing, and I got sick several times. At first, it began with you know, flu, and then after the flu, I had some problems with my ears. I had to wash my ear and to see several doctors. We didn't have much money, so I had to, you know, somehow deal with the pain and wait until my father have his you know, paycheck from you know, from retirement. And so the ear pain was so much, and after that I dealt with it, and I had another problem with my wrist, and my wrist got injured, and everything went wrong. And the problem was I believe called Kinbach. So the Kinbach, the only way to cure and solve this problem is to have a surgery. So surgery is very expensive, especially for, you know, family like me. So, maybe middle, mid family, I don't know, in a society, or maybe you can call us low family, low level, in financially. So, by the way, I was very broke, and my father was very broke. At first, we didn't have any money to go see a doctor, so I had to borrow money from my friend. So I asked him, and he gave me 100,000 tumans, and then I went to see a doctor. The doctor gave me a material that I had to wrap my wrist with it, and he said after 1 month you will be okay, but he was wrong. So I found out it wasn't something that with the material is gonna be okay, you know, would be okay. So I said to myself, oh, this is wrong, this is very wrong. So after that, I had to, you know, change a doctor. I had to go to see another doctor, this time with my father. My father had his paycheck, and then we went to see another doctor. The next doctor, he gave me another material that I had to wrap my wrist with it, and it wasn't effective. He said that if it wouldn't effective, you have to have a surgery. So yeah, and after that, we all knew that we had to have a surgery because my hands wouldn't respond that much. I had the pain, and the pain was very, very suffering somehow. And on those days, I was devastated. You know why? Because after 5 years of exercising and building up bodies, you know, when I started, I was only 60 kilograms, and then at the end, I was about 90, 95 kilograms. So I've been, you know, gaining weight. So I'm gaining weight and muscle. So I was so proud of myself because I improved a lot without any supplement or something. So, and I had some, you know, problem mentally. So I was devastated. I was so upset because I was getting thinner and thinner. Everything on those days would be crashed somehow. So I was very upset. And having surgery, I wanted to have it very soon. I was a jerk, so, somehow, because my father didn't have any money, and I wanted to have the surgery. So I was a total jerk, and I couldn't actually go and work. Yes, on those days I went to some, you know, office and work as a, you know, I had an internship, if internship or something. So I was working there free, freely, actually, without any money, without getting any money. Actually, I didn't have any paycheck or something. I didn't have any salary. I just wanted to learn something, but that because I couldn't work that much, so I went there and I decided to learn something. So I went there and decided to work in my friends of my friend's father's office. So it wasn't good, you know, because I didn't like accounting that much, so I had to go there because staying at home was terrible. So I went there and I worked, but I didn't have any money to, you know, work on the rest, and, you know, to save money for surgery or something. So my father, fortunately, my father actually, he harvests his rice, and then he sold it, sold them actually, and he somehow save some money for the surgery, and then we had the surgery, and my rest got better and better, and up until now I feel pretty much better. And I said this, I somehow reminded myself that morale is very important, because you know, on those days, especially for my father, he had to fight because he was under pressure. I myself, as a jerk, was, you know, pushing him because I was selfish, you know. Last year I was a total jerk, and there were a lot of, you know, negative energy in our house, and my father was under pressure. He had to fight because he didn't have any money. He had to pay the debt, and he had to find a way to solve the problems. The only thing he needed on those days was morale, so he had to keep his morale level high to solve the problems. So he've done it, you know. He's done it because he was a father, he was a man, a real man. So he found a solution to the problems, and he repaid the debt, and everything changed. And of course he helped me with the surgery, and here I am, you know, actually healthy and pretty much okay. And of course for me, it was very good. It was a good experience. I learned a lot of things from last year, because last year was a tough year for me, because I was broke too, because I had lots of pressure on me, because the family was actually somehow putting lots of pressure and stress on me, because I was so stressed. I didn't have any money. I had to find a solution to the problem of myself. You know, I had some problems with my arms. I had synostosis, and the Kienbach came, and everything changed. And I had some problems mentally, right? Because I couldn't go to the gym. You know, I love the gym because I wanted to build a body, and I was gaining weight. I was so proud of myself. I was so proud. But you see, everything changed. Everything changed, and my life got changed somehow because of that experience, that tough experience. I found out that I have to change my vision. I have to reframe everything. So I sit there, and I can remember a day that I was sitting somewhere. I was so upset. I was thinking, what do I have to do? And on that day I said to myself, I have to change everything. So sitting somewhere and whining about everything isn't gonna help me, actually. So I said to myself, I have to learn English. I have lots of free time, right? Because I was at home mostly, or if I wanted to go to the office, I had to, you know. Still, I had lots of free time, so because in the evening I would go there and work for that for my boss, actually. So still, I had lots of time, lots of free time that I could spend on English. So I put 1 or 2 hours a day, and I decided to learn English. And actually, I said, okay, I have lots of time. Why not working on art? And everything changed with that decision, because when I look at art, I found myself. I found the way I have to talk, and the way I have to set my goals, and everything. Everything changed, because, you know, art helped me to change the vision of myself. So after that, I had art, and I had language that I want to learn, and everything, the goals changed, the vision, the morale level of myself. And then I decided to help my father and my family, and I talked to them instead of being a jerk and, you know, complaining and whining about everything. Instead of those kind of, you know, behaviors, negative behaviors, I decided to talk with my father. I decided to encourage him, you know, instead of discouraging him. So I encouraged my father. I talked to him. I said, don't worry, you will find a way, and I support you. And I decided to talk to my mother, and I decided to give lots of positive energy to her, and actually to help her, instead of complaining, help my father and support him. And everything changed because our morale level went high and my father solved every problem, and now our life is pretty good, and we can solve each problem. Now I have jobs to do and I have money, enough money to, you know, cover my expenses and actually have a little bit of money for myself and save a little bit. And my father has his own, you know, financial stream or whatever, and he has his way of you know, making money. And my mother is pretty okay, pretty, you know, happy somehow. And everything changed because of the morale. So imagine that if we gave up on those bad situations. For example, my father would just stop and give up, and on those kind of situations, what would happen? You say everything would be terrible, right? You know, for example, me, and instead of, you know, making that decision and changing everything, and decide, you know, instead of deciding to learn English and learn art, I would just sit somewhere and whine because why this happened, why this disease came to my life, Kimbach, why it has to actually happen to me, and this kind of whining. So you see, it was very bad, and nothing would happen instead of, you know, getting myself sad and my family sad, more upset because of the situation, and everything would be terrible, and morale, and our morale level would be terrible. So I decided to change everything, and my father did that. Actually, he has done it, and my mother has done it, and everything changed. And here I am. I'm super happy. I changed the vision of myself. I changed the point of view of seeing things in a different way. And here I am. Everything changed. I'm super happy right now. And I have lots of great friends, especially here, and actually at the job I'm doing, at the work I'm doing. I have lots of positive friends that are actually, they're helping me with the job. And I'm super happy because I believe that I fought for what I deserve. And at the moment, I'm here. I'm happy because of that fight I had in the past. That fight I had in the past. So here I am. By the way, the only morale point that I wanna give you guys is just don't give up. Don't give up. Anytime, because problems, you know, are always in our life, and instead of, you know, being like zombies, the past zombies, you can change the vision of yourself and see the problems in a different way, and you can solve it. Just believe in yourself and your family, and you will solve any problem. No matter what the problem is, because you know, on those days, seeing 25 million tomans depth was so terrible for our family, because especially for my father, because we never would have, you know, such a high depth in our life. But my father solved it because he never stopped, he never gave up. So thanks to him, thanks to that man, we are happy right now. And that's the lesson I learned from my father last year. So that's why I'm sharing this with you guys. Actually, one last news about the Let's Talk. I changed the actually rule. There is no rule for participating in the challenge. Actually, the only rule is that just listen to some lessons in Zawanshans and then decide to talk about that. No matter what, there's no need to listen to something at least 30 times. Just listen and then talk. And enjoy your conversation. If you can, just do it. Do it and enjoy. And share your opinion about the lessons, and just like this, you know. By the way, thank you guys for listening to me again, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. By the way, thank you very much, and bye.